it's always been true, that all politics is local. You need to understand what the designs and what the agendas of the globalists are. But your best way of stopping it, perhaps your only way of stopping it, is going to be at the local level. We got an election coming up pretty soon in Tennessee, the primaries, a general election, of course, at the same time in the fall, but they have not had the primaries for state elections yet. They had the primaries for president earlier, but the primaries for the state elections are coming up the beginning of August. And Senator Nicely, who I've had on several times, and I got to say, you know, I've never had a politician that was more aligned with my political beliefs than Senator Nicely. And the thing I like about him is he doesn't just see where the problems are. He works to focus on solutions. And he's come up with some very good solutions. And he's the kind of guy who is affable, nice, nicely, yeah, and in a nicely way. He explains to his colleagues, and he builds a consensus around all this stuff. And as we showed yesterday, we had somebody mention it. We showed it, said, yeah, look at this. There's an amazing amount of money behind this. And so I started looking, and I found this article from Tennessee Conservative News. And they said, don't fall for the left's tricks. We got woke billionaires, friends of Soros, sending mailers to vote no on a true conservative, Frank Nicely. Vicious lies, from what I know, and I know him, I know the policies, I know this guy's lying about it. This guy doesn't talk about, doesn't show a picture of himself. I had to go searching to see what this guy that's running against him, his name is Jesse Seals, I had to go searching to find a picture of him to see what he looked like. He doesn't. There's no picture of him on Ballotpedia. There's no information about him anywhere. He's kind of running this stealth campaign. As the Tennessee conservative said, he says, I can't find any property records to show this guy owns anything. He doesn't have any work experience that he's got. He's just out of nowhere. And he doesn't talk at all about his vision or his issues or things he wants to accomplish. Instead, he does these attack ads on Nicely, which are absolutely false. And so a lot of people are wise to that. But the Tennessee conservative went a little bit deeper. And they did a deep dive. And let me show you what he put up here. Here's what they found. Don't fall for the left's tricks again. But the key thing is down there in the corner. Can you zoom in a little bit on that, Travis? I want people to see that chart there, the Walton Family Foundation, and how foundational those people are to... and it's not just Nicely. There's several Republicans in Tennessee, conservatives, that are being targeted by some of the same money that's there. She's tied very closely to, I think she's the chair of or sitting on the main advisory committee for the, here it is. She is on the board of trustees for the Aspen Institute. You remember when I talked to a reporter from Aspen, a conservative reporter, he talked about how ostracized he was there because of the, excuse me, the Aspen Institute and how left-wing it is and how it's all these billionaires that are associated with that? Well, that's exactly what's going on. And there are several conservative candidates for House and Senate. This is why I'm talking about this, not just because it's Nicely, but because there's several candidates, and this is probably happening in your state as well. We've seen Soros and these billionaires target district attorneys, and we've seen the damage that these people can do. And now they're starting to do that with state legislators. And especially with Nicely, because he's kind of been a fly in the ointment for a lot of their plans. So not only are these, are these organizations, this was also Channel 5 in Nashville also investigated this. By the way, Tennessee conservative, he did a video. I put it up on... I retweeted on Twitter, and he said, you know, when you see out-of-state money coming in, you know it's not coming from conservatives. That doesn't happen. And so that was one of the reasons they started doing this investigation. So he did it. You also had Channel 5 in Nashville. They said not only are these organizations in lockstep with each other, but they've petitioned for money from the Walton Family Foundation and so forth. They have given money to Tennessee Democrats as well, and I mentioned several of them here. The Walton Family Foundation spends most of its annual philanthropic dollars on educational causes. Carrie Walton Penner is the Education Committee and a known Democrat, along with her brother and other staff members of the Walton Family Foundation. She's also on the board of trustees for the Aspen Institute. And again, when you look at the types of things that Nicely has been involved in, he sponsored the bill to let people buy ivermectin in the middle of stuff. He had a bill to nullify the COVID protocols, lowering taxes, and also mainly what we got started talking to him about was the CBDC and efforts to have some kind of a system at the state level and individual levels to facilitate people being able to have some kind of a hedge, essentially, against Federal Reserve mismanagement. Again, there were several articles on the Tennessee Conservative News about this and what is happening. And he went through, he said, well, here's the voting record if you want to look to see who the real conservative is. And, of course, there not only has this other guy not been in office, so he has no voting record, but he hasn't responded to any of the Ballotpedia or these other things to say what his position is on any issues. And I went to his website. Nothing there. The most generic, bland, non-committal, non-statement I've ever seen of a candidate. And who is this guy? We don't even know who he is from a personal standpoint. But when you look at, again, like I said, Nicely, nullifying federal COVID restrictions, I'm just going to run through some of these things because, see, this is the type of state representative that people like Soros are going to target first. And if they come after the people who do things like nullifying the COVID restrictions, voting for medical freedom to say that state and local governments are not allowed to require or mandate that a private business require proof of vaccination. That was one of the bills. Pro-life policy, parental rights and education, protecting the innocence of children to make sure that the schools are not putting out obscenity and pornography and their resources to the kids. Preventing modern-day racism. Again, prohibiting critical race theory and saying that institutions of higher education, colleges, will not require that students or employees embrace divisive teaching as a stipulation for any grade, diploma, employment opportunity, or tenure. Making ivermectin an over-the-counter drug. He actually sponsored that. That got passed. Opposing the funding of abortion by local governments. Shielding minors from inappropriate drag shows, voting for parental rights and undoing Tennessee's mature minor doctrine. They had they tried to use that to allow kids to get vaccinated without their parents' consent here in Tennessee. And that got shot down by the legislature. He was part of that. Sponsoring legislation to limit foreign ownership of property in Tennessee. And he's come on this program warning people how, not just in Tennessee, but in many states, they are setting people up for a trap with conservation easements to essentially take over their land eventually. And then this bill, which is really key, sponsoring a bill to limit out-of-state funding for Tennessee candidates, which is exactly what we're talking about with his opponent here. He was a prime sponsor of this bill, even though it failed to get out of the subcommittee. It sought to limit contributions for state political candidates coming from outside the state. It would have prohibited a candidate or a political campaign committee from accepting contributions that exceed 30% of the total contributions received by a candidate or a political campaign committee from persons who are not residents of the state at the time the contribution is made. Unfortunately, that didn't get passed. And so now we got a guy who is they focus in on somebody who's going to stop that kind of stuff and actually give that person the money. Again, protecting the unborn, making it a felony offense for adults to participate in abortion trafficking, assisting minors in getting an out-of-state abortion without parental consent, stiffening penalties for crimes committed by illegal aliens. Are you starting to get the idea as to who the real conservative is here? It's kind of interesting, again, to see this. And one other too, right? We talked about this last time Nicely was on. Sponsoring a bill that allows farmers freedom in how they raise livestock. He knows and is a friend of Thomas Massie, and the two of them talked about it. Massie introduced it at the federal level as the Prime Act. He's doing the same type of thing at the state level. Removed authorization, the bill, the sponsored bill, would have removed authorization for the Commissioner of Agriculture and the state veterinarian to order vaccination of livestock, and would have specified that there is no state legal requirement to vaccinate livestock. The bill was sent to summer study at the Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee. See, even the ones that don't get passed, you can see that he understands where the existential threats are. And he's taken measures to stop it. And so you can understand why they would focus on stopping him. That's really what we're looking at here. And that's going to be happening in your state as well. I can't go through and tell everybody where it is. By the way, pull up the picture so people can see his opponent. Everybody's seen Senator Nicely. GOP state Senate candidate deletes equity and entitlement statements. Travis is the article. And there he is. Would you buy a used car from this guy? I don't think I would. But he doesn't sell used cars. I don't know what he sells, except he's peddling lies. But I don't know what he does for a living. There's absolutely no biographical information whatsoever on his website. And no information about his issues. Biggest red flags I have ever seen in an election. Pretty amazing to see this kind of stuff right here. And that's where the fight is, folks.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.